What up, what up? Welcome back to that podcast that helps you replace corporate with cash flow. We are the Action Academy Podcast. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. For you lovely people that are new here, my name is Brian Lubin, and why the heck should you listen to me? In March of 2022, I left a six-figure corporate sales job to travel full-time around the world while building my own business. This podcast is a documentation of my journey from $0 to $10 million per year in revenue. I'm documenting the journey step by step so that you guys can learn how to do it faster and sexier than I did. And so far, we've knocked out our first million. So ladies and gentlemen, buckle up. Let's get to work. The topic of today's podcast episode is going to be one that is essentially a dual-edged sword. It is a conversation topic and an idea slash theory that if you handle it the correct way, will greatly serve you, but if you handle it poorly and if you let it consume you, it can completely destroy your life. So the phenomenon that I'm talking about is called zooming out. Zooming out is the process of when you're going through problems or even wins and celebrations in your business, and you're getting a lot of chest thumping, you're getting really proud of yourself, and then that confidence can sometimes, more often than not, turn into cockiness. And so a question a lot of people have is, how do you stay humble as you're growing your business, your revenue, your bank account, your net worth, all this different stuff? And the answer to this phenomenon is called zooming out. Zooming out is when you stop focusing on just you and what you're doing and you look at the market at large. So a good example of zooming out would be right now I was looking at this organization called YPO. So a lot of people that are listening to this podcast may be familiar with it. Some may not. So it is short for Young Presidents Organization, and it's a group that I was looking to join potentially. And it is essentially for CEOs under the age of 45 years old. So of course, naturally, I say, I'm a CEO. You know, we're doing $1 million a year. We'll probably do $3 to $5 million a year here in the next year or two. 29 years old, let's take a crack at it. Let's take a look, right? And also, I believe that our team's at about six people now full time. So I was like, yeah, I kind of feel like a CEO now. I'm not quite sure, but you know, I'm kind of getting there. I'm like traveling around the world, making $1 million a year. Let's rock. Until I looked at the requirements for YPO. In order to join YPO, first off, you need to be under the age of 45. Secondly, you must be the president, chief executive officer, chairperson of the board, managing director, managing partner, or equivalent. So basically, you are running the company. Third, you must have 50 full-time employees at minimum, or 15 plus full-time employees with a minimum annual employee compensation of $2 million. And lastly, must have $13 million plus of revenue in the sales, service, and manufacturing industries, $10 million plus of revenue as an agency, $260 million of assets under management, or a $20 million enterprise value on the business that you run and you own. So to put a long story short, this group that I was looking at joining says that I need to be paying my employees double of what our gross top line revenue is in order to join. So I was like, huh, zoomed out, baby. And there are thousands of members in this group. And this isn't me endorsing YPO in any way. I'm not sure. Maybe it's a great group. Maybe it's a terrible group. I have zero idea. But that's just context, right? And even GoBundance that I talk about a good bit, that's a $2 million minimum net worth in order to join GoBundance. And even Action Academy, our community, you know, we are really looking for somebody that makes six figures, between $100,000 to $600,000 a year, and normally between 5 to 50 rental properties is kind of our sweet spot for a member. And so frequently what I see, especially on these intro calls with people, because I've done over 1,000 of them, people that are crushing it in context to who they're hanging out with tend to get really cocky and get to a point where they think that they know it all and they're better than everyone. But those that I've seen over and over again on the podcast that stay hungry and that keep that beginner's mindset, which I think is a huge predictor of future wealth, those people are all constantly around people that are doing more than them. So that's why when I talk about even what I'm doing, it's peanuts. Like, it's like pennies that you're stepping over. You know, it's not that great. So while I still celebrate it, I zoom out quite often and quite frequently to recognize that, like, I am new to this game. a lot of my friends, like I have friends that personally make $1 million a year passively. And as I record this podcast every single week, you know, the normal guest that's on here is between $5 and $50 million minimum of net worth and a couple billionaires. So it's just fun to zoom out. And this is the good context that you guys can view this process and practice in. And if you're having difficulties and struggles with this, and as I'm talking, you're like, ooh, okay, I need to do a better job of that. You just need to get in bigger rooms. So if you're listening to this and you're like, I did 5 flips last year and you're the biggest flipper in your market, sorry to tell you, dude/dudette, there are people that are doing 100 flips a year. You're just not around them. So you think that you're the crap. And it's the same thing with them. Like there may be a company that's doing 1,000 flips a year. So it's all about getting in the bigger rooms of people that are doing more than you and being proactive and intentional about that. This is how you level jump. So if you don't know how to build a $10 million a year company, you go find the people that are running $10 million a year companies and ask them for their models and their systems, which is what I do constantly. Some of it's public on the podcast, but a lot of it is private that you guys don't get to hear because I pay a lot of money for that and they want to keep it proprietary because it's so specific to their business. So while I'm saying all of this, also please beware of the other side of this knife's edge, if you will, which is comparison to the detriment of your mental health, your happiness, and your business success. So on the flip side of this, it's all about how you view the process because for me zooming out, it could also be easy for me to fall victim to comparison and imposter syndrome to where I'm on this podcast interviewing people that are doing $50 million a year in their business and I'm doing 1 million and I'm like, who am I? I'm not accomplishing anything. 1 million a year sucks. Like this is nothing. And that's also a huge problem, especially in real estate. Maybe you just took down 100 units and then you meet somebody that took down 1,000 in the same time frame that you did and you feel insignificant. So I would challenge you and caution you to not let that feeling overtake you. And if and when it does, to be aware and conscious of it and channel it into curiosity instead. I saw this wonderful tweet the other day that talked about this guy goes skiing in Vermont. And when he goes skiing in Vermont, he sees these massive mega mansions that are up there. And as he's there, he asked the question on Twitter. He goes, when you see these houses, do you get excited and inspired or do you get intimidated and angry at the people that own them? So it's the same process as zooming out. When you're driving through these neighborhoods, which I used to do straight up intentionally, I was living in the basement of my house hack and I would go travel to the nicest areas and neighborhoods of Atlanta and Buckhead at the time. And I would just drive every single day through those neighborhoods and look at the houses. And even today in Austin, Texas, I've got a beautiful apartment, but I still go drive down by the houses next to Lake Austin that are $5, $10 million to start with for those lots. And I remind myself that there's levels to the game. Alex Hormozi does the same. He pays for this really expensive penthouse for him and his wife in Vegas. And the guy that lives a couple floors above him founded Panda Express and they do billions in revenue. So it's all about context and zooming out while also not getting lost in the comparison and still appreciating where you are in your journey, running your own race, but still staying humble and realizing that this is all just a game. It's all a game. Anybody worth their salt in business is not going to look down at you for your revenue. Anybody that's worth their salt, worth knowing, being friends with, because I've interviewed a lot of multimillionaires, a lot of CEOs. I'm friends with a lot of multimillionaires. I'm friends with a lot of CEOs. Anybody that's worth knowing and being friends with won't look down on you for any of that. They will recognize you for being in the arena with them and they'll applaud that and they'll try to help. And a lot of these people are the most generous people that I've ever met, both with their time, their energy, their resources, and their advice. So in closing, hopefully if this podcast accomplishes one thing for you, it helps you zoom out and realize what is possible. Because I'm in a group chat with people that make $400,000, $500,000 a month in their businesses, in their online communities. And I'm like, okay, that's possible. I know them. Like, I'm just as smart as they are. I can do this too. And we just share everything that we do. And that's my kind of pod that I formed of five. I think we have 7 people in that chat now. And so just being in that chat is the process of saying, okay, of course I'd do $100,000 a month. Why wouldn't I? Because that's the context that we play within. When people join Action Academy community, Like I tell them, one of the key benefits, the major core benefit, is just being around people that are doing like these massive commas and zeros in their deals. Like you just see that it's possible and you're like, well, they can do it, I can do it. So in closing, remember to zoom out and utilize this process in a way that benefits you, your excitement, your energy, your business, not to the detriment of your energy, your excitement, and your business. Guys, I hope that you enjoyed this. If you're still listening to the sound of my voice, you'd probably dig our Action Academy community. If you think this podcast is helpful, please leave us a 5-star rating and a review and share this with anyone you think could get value from it. Thanks, guys. Talk tomorrow.